The Muddy Confluence Musical Companion. That's nice. On BFM 89.9.
Always make me cry. that never were quite right.
Hello and welcome to the Muddy Confluence. I'm Matt Armitage. Now, we're doing something a little bit different on the show today. It's 50 years ago this year that Sgt. Pepper by the Beatles was released. So I thought we'd have a look at the psychedelic scene in the decades since the Beatles came out with this recording in 1967. Now, of course, Sgt. Pepper wasn't the first psychedelic album, but it was a landmark mainstream release that brought the work to wider attention. So the song you just heard, that was by Mercury Rev, that was Holes, that was from their 1998 classic album Deserters Songs. Mercury Rev are kind of flying the flag today for US bands like Screaming Trees, Flaming Lips, REM and The Replacements. And next up, we're going to go a little bit further into the past for a little slice of creationism. In the 1980s, UK indie was heavily indebted to psychedelia, none more so than Creation Records. And in the mid-1980s, Primal Scream were one of their bigger acts, and they were known as a kind of vanilla 60s copyist act until they blew up the rule book with 1990's Screamadelica, which took their garage rock and psych sound and masterfully combined it with acid house and the blissed out sound of the Balearics. This is Primal Scream. Come together.
We are together. We are unified and on one accord. Because together we got power. Apart we got power. We'll be right back.
That was a great example of Goa Trance from 1996. That was Juno Reactor with High Energy Protons. Now, you can't talk about psychedelia without acknowledging the influence of the Goa Trance scene. While Europe was honing the sounds of techno, handbag house, hard house and gabba in the mid-1990s, over in southern India, expatriate producers and DJs were taking the hippie vibes of Goa and creating something a little bit more spiritual, borrowing heavily from the chord structures of classical music to create the kind of soaring peaks that are still the trademark of trance and EDM today. This is Matt Armitage. You're listening to The Muddy Confluence, BFM 89.9.
Come on.
And we're back to Creation Records for that one. That was Only Shallow by My Bloody Valentine. MBV often get pigeonholed as a shoegaze act, but they've always had a lot more in common with acts from the noise and the drone rock scenes like Earth and Sun, who've always worn their kind of freak psychedelic flag very, very high. But it's a nice example of pushing that psychedelic spirit beyond and into the kind of realm of feedback. Coming up next, something completely different. Unknown Mortal Orchestra have kind of been ubiquitous after 2015's Multi-Love. And along with new psych scenesters Ariel Pink, Tame Impala, King Gizzard and dozens more have helped to update the sound. This track came like a shot from the dark back in 2015, sounding like a long-lost 1960s garage classic, very kind of unforced and unaffected. This is Swim and Sleep Like a Shark by Unknown Mortal Orchestra. That was Ty Segall with The Only One. Now, another characteristic of this new psychedelic scene is the fact that the artists seem to release an awful lot of material with as many as two or three albums a year, as well as numerous collaborations and one-off tracks. Ty Segall is one of those prolific voices, and that's been from one of this year's best releases so far, the self-titled Ty Segall LP that came out in January this year. I'm Matt Armitage. Thank you for listening to the Muddy Confluence today. And next up, we have something a lot older, Funkadelic. Now, with George Clinton's Parliament and Funkadelic, it was always hard to see where one began and the other ended. This is one of the quieter and straighter tracks on 1971's Maggot Brain, and this relies on the vocals to bring the kind of crazy, proving that you don't need lots of tricks and effects to bend minds. This is Funkadelic with Can You Get to That?
Yeah. siamo in melodia, c'era alegria, pois eu sonhei e acordei pensando nela. Pois ela é minha menina, sou o menino dela. Ela é o meu amor, e eu sou a corte dela.
That was Os Mutantes with A Minha Menina. Now, thanks to the military dictatorship in Brazil, which viewed this kind of music as subversive, Os Mutantes and the Tropicália movement that they were part of was largely a secret until it was rediscovered in the 1990s. Blending psychedelic rock with, well, pretty much anything the bands could get their hands on, the result was a sound that was defiantly Brazilian, but not like nothing anyone had heard before. Complete change of theme now, but again, nothing like anyone has heard before. J Dilla has to be one of hip-hop's most important producers, effortlessly and endlessly experimental. In his solo work, he specialised in short, quirky vignettes like the one that we're about to hear. Sadly missed since his untimely death at the age of 32 in 2006. If you want a place to start with checking out J Dilla's work, check out the classic collection Donuts. This is Lightworks by J Dilla.
The Tomorrow People.
What is the magic that makes one's eyes sparkle and gleam, light up the skies? The name of the game is Lightworks.
Hi, this is Matt Armitage. You're listening to The Muddy Confluence. We've been exploring psychedelia on the show today. And next up is a nice slice of psychedelic hip-hop. Now, hip-hop has a rich seam of psychedelia, especially from Atlanta proponents like Outkast, CeeLo and Dungeon Party. And of course, in the works of acts like Wu-Tang Clan, De La Soul and Jungle Brothers, as well as Kool Keith's Many Guises. More contemporary rappers like Lil Wayne, Kid Cudi, Flatbush Zombies and Lil Uzi Vert have centered on a woozier, more out-of-phase psych sound, but we're going with three hip-hop pioneers, Danger Mouse, MF Doom and Talib Kweli. They teamed up for this joyful slice of soul exploration. back in 2005. And if you like this, check out MF Doom's numerous projects and solo records, every one of which takes hip-hop into an unexpected direction. This is Danger Doom featuring Talib Kweli. This is Old School Rules.
One, two, three, in the place to be. MF Doom, Talib Kweli. Oh, here we go. On born days, I used to blow out the candles, and every Saturday, watch cartoons to noon, and then I switched to Ralph McDaniels. I was making up a miracle flow over a cereal bowl and a pause beat from my stereo. Rhyme stronger than Popeye with spinach out. Gangster like a fraud, but courageous cat and Minnie Mouse. Yeah, baby, I'm tripping and it's just a cartoon of you, but I got chills when I heard I'm doing flip the Scooby-Doo. And I might be bugging, but it seemed to me that cartoons be realer than reality TV. They inspire my decision to be open and listen, but folks got a door twisted like a yoga position. Like, in order to spit it dope, you gotta have a criminal past similar to the cast of different strokes. Me and my people break bread, sit and smoke the conversation rich, but that depend on what you consider broke. I draw on anything for inspiration, a fond memory, a piece of paper, walls, and a train station. It's just that I'm old school like that. Roll that rap over soldiers like that. It's just that I'm old school like that. Roll that rap over soldiers like that.
Old school, y'all.
It's just that I'm old school like that. Roll that rap over soldiers like that.
Old school, y'all.
It's just that I'm old school like that. Roll that rap over soldiers like that.
And we'll be right back after these messages. Fellas, grab your nutsacks, you should squeeze your breasts. We ain't all that grown, it's still funny. Like going to the store on your own with rainbow money. Since then, had an insane flow, sonny. Walking to the corner, rhyming in the rain, nose runny. Break dancing, maybe 10. Bummy is when Sub Rock would run up handspring, Arabian summy. Ooh-ee, like a Hong Kong fooey kick. Or a weekend afternoon karate movie flick. Slept good, no justice, no peace. Woody kept it hood, he never discussed it with police. Shot the bear when nobody ran to get the gat, or felt they had to put it up in their raps to set it fat. And since when lyrical skills had to do with killing the cat? What type of chitlins is that? The supervillain as the bat, hydrotonic. Whoever willing to ride, provide raw chronic.
It's just that I'm old school like that. Roll that rap over soldiers like that. It's just that I'm old school like that. Roll that rap over soldiers like that.
Old school, y'all.
It's just that I'm old school like that. Roll that rap over soldiers like that.
Old school, y'all.
It's just that I'm old school like that. Roll that rap over soldiers like that.
Of the city streets and didn't explain. Sadly, so does our ways. I'm never asking why. Cast down, it was heaven sent in to the church. No intent to repent on my knees, just to cry.
Black.
Now, we were sticking with Danger Mouse again for that track. That was Black by Danger Mouse with Danielle Lupi and Nora Jones. Here he's been teaming up with an Italian soundtrack composer and arranger. That's Danielle Lupi. The project was called Rome, and it was a homage to the psych-drenched Euro soundtracks of the experimental cinema scene of the 1970s. You might not expect to find Nora Jones on vocals, but of course she is the daughter of Indian classical musician Ravi Shankar, and he was a huge influence on George Harrison and the direction the Beatles' music took in its final years. Thank you for listening today. My name is Matt Armitage. You've been listening to The Muddy Confluence. If you like what you've heard today, send us a message on Facebook or on Twitter at BFM Radio. You can also download the app, the BFM app, from Google's Play Store or the Apple App Store. And to leave you today, you can't have a tribute to Sgt. Pepper without a song by the Beatles. So honours go here to new wave act Oingo Boingo, most noted these days for including Simpsons and Tim Burton composer Danny Elfman on lead vocals. They treat this Beatle classic quite faithfully, they celebrate its weirdness loudly, but manage to make it their own with some added horns and joyful exuberance. This is Oingo Boingo, and I am the Walrus.
I am he as you are me, and we are all together. See how they run like pigs from a gun, see how they fly. Waiting for the band to come. Corporation t-shirt, stupid bloody Tuesday man. You've been a naughty boy, you let your face go long. I'm the Eggman. They are the Eggman. I'm the Walrus. Doo-doo-doo-doo. Mr. City Policeman sitting pretty little policeman in a row. See how they fly like Lucy in the sky. See how they run. Fishlight pornographic priestess, boy, you've been a naughty nerd, you let your knickers down. I'm the Eggman. Yeah, I'm the Eggman. I'm the Walrus. Coo-coo-coo-choo. Sitting in an English garden, waiting for the sun. And if the sun don't come, I'll get a tan from standing in the English rain. Eggman, they are the Eggman. I'm the Walrus. Coo-coo-coo-choo. Choking smokers, don't you think the Joker laughs at you? See how they smile like pigs in a sty, see how they smile. I'm crying. Selling in a milk jar. Climbing up the Eiffel Tower. Elementary penguins singing Hare Krishna, man, but you've seen them.